And joining us this morning is Dana McKenzie for her regular weekly appearance on Daybreak.
Yikes.
Dana is the Cook County Information System Director, and every time we have something to talk about that's tech, but particularly broadband, we ask her to come in. And we have some really interesting news. The Blandon Foundation is dishing out some more money in grants.
You bet. We're excited. This got kind of here with my Broadband Commission hat on this morning. And one of our jobs was the Broadband Commission is to try and seek out opportunities where we can bring resources in that will help us use the broadband tools to get smarter and do better. And we are perfectly aligned with the Blandon Foundation's initiative that they actually started in 2003, recognizing that broadband use and access can really help strengthen Minnesota rural communities. So we were excited. As many know, we as a community were selected to participate in their 2011 and 2012 program.
That was a big one.
It was.
This one's a little smaller.
Well, actually what it is this is an adjunct to what they are going out to do another round of 10 communities in the same way they did us in 2011 and 2012, where we received $100,000 to go out and do good with broadband, basically was what they allowed us to do. This one's a little different. They have allocated $750,000 into a pool for with several buckets to fund broadband-related projects.
Which would be like what?
Well, they've got about three buckets that really fit our community. The three that fit us are their Lightspeed bucket, their digital inclusion bucket, and their broadband innovation.
Now you're going to have to define.
You
them.
Bet. I know.
Lightspeed is what?
Lightspeed's kind of neat. That's up to $50,000 for an advanced application that requires broadband. An example of one that has been done is the Grand Rapids Area School chose to experiment with flipped classrooms where the teachers actually produce lessons over digital video. The kids would watch the lessons at home during when they would normally be doing homework and then come back into the classroom and talk about the lesson. So that's kind of that allowed that community to innovate and experiment with that type of technology. So those are kind of bigger. The digital inclusion has to do with, as we become more dependent on this, we create a wider gap for the people who either choose not to or are unable to.
Or not smart enough like me.
Well, so the digital inclusion does include everything from being able to offer basic computer training to helping people who can't afford a computer get a computer to creating more public access spots at like the library and the senior center.
Right, right.
And then the third is, those are small, let's play around and see what we can do grants. They're small innovation grants. If your organization has a neat idea about how they might like to use an application on the internet or tie things together using broadband, that's a good one to look at for there. And again, I know you said get specific. So another neat one under that innovation was there are several communities around Minnesota that can't afford to sustain a pharmacy. So this program has funded several telepharmacies where there's actually there is a digital locker with the meds. There's a video conferencing screen so that the pharmacist who's 7,500 miles away can oversee the dispensing of the meds. And there in this little town of 200 people, they can have a pharmacy.
That's not a problem here.
That is not I'm trying to give you good examples that don't predispose people to ideas. I mean, these are, let's do our own creative thing. The Historical Society, for the first time, they, in essence, created a whole new front door for their collection because what they did with their grant funding was they put their collection online. They're in the midst of putting it online.
Right, they
put a bunch. And what they've done is they've found, you know, people out on the East Coast who are the Tofty family have figured out, have learned that here's another repository with information about their family history.
And yeah, so I checked that out. They are in the very beginning stages of it, but it's going to be really interesting. Particularly, of course, people like me are going to really love the old photos that they're starting to put up.
Yes, they're starting to put up.
Well, now, we have a deadline on this, of course, as we have with all grants. So how close are we coming?
We as I said, they've earmarked $750,000 for this program. They actually have already given out about a third of that. They have had one round, but they anticipate at least two more rounds. The next round deadline is April 26th with a review of those applications in May.
Now, if I'm a small organization that needs help with this, can I call you up and ask you what I or run something by you, an idea?
Absolutely, you can. I happen to be on the panel that reviews the applications for Blandin, so I can only go so far, but I certainly can answer
anybody else on questions. The Broadband Commission that might be able to help?
Yes, anyone on the Broadband Commission.
Okay. Yeah, and there's several people, and they're really accessible because we've had them on.
You
here.
Bet. We've got Jim Boyd, Pat Campanero, Paul Harvey, Sue Hakes, Bruce Martinson, Paula Sundet-Wolf, Bob Prannis, Jack McDonnell. I think that's the crew.
Yep. So any one of those people can help. Just if you got an idea, and
I'd be happy to help people.
And I imagine all the forms and stuff are available.
They are. They are on the Blandin website, Blandin on Broadband.
Okay. Well, Dana McKenzie, thank you once again. I'll talk to you next week.
On something completely different?
No, probably not. She's the Information System Director for the county.
Just a moment to just very briefly bring up another opportunity that's in the mix that was just announced on Monday, and that's the Minnesota Cup, which isn't specific to broadband or technology, but it is a specific competition for entrepreneurs and inventors in Minnesota. And it's the deadline for that prize is May 17th, and that's up to $200,000 in prize money. And so
what kind of stuff do you do?
And I can't give you a lot of details, but I want to get that on people's radars because the other one that we talked about is for nonprofits and our organizations and institutions. And this one's very specifically tailored to our entrepreneur and our business community. And so, that's the Minnesota Cup. And if you Google that, you'll get the information you need to learn more about that.
Well, that ought to get people interested and thinking. Well, thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Great.